the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A highly controversial bill has gotten the preliminary okay from a committee in the Assembly. The proposed law looks to crack down on what the bill terms misinformation in the doctor's office, making it subject to disciplinary action. The debate is, what do we accept as fact? And what is considered nonsense? And who is the arbitrator of such things?
A major challenge in public health today is the spread of misinformation, says bill sponsor Assemblyman Herb Conaway.
And this misinformation makes it very difficult for public health entities to actually do the job that they're assigned to do, tasked to do, and that is to advance the public health.
Many individuals and groups say this bill goes too far. Gregory Quinlan with the Center for Garden State Families says the government should not be involved in this.
Just because there's one nut out there that says there's microchips in a vaccine, we don't need a brand new law.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Six Flags Great Adventure still not commenting or offering any explanation of why their popular Fright Fest Extreme is not fully ready to go. On Facebook, Six Flags says the event is in preview mode. Not all attractions open due to unforeseen circumstances. Multiple requests for more details have gone unanswered, and Six Flags has not said when they expect Fright Fest to be fully operational. New Jersey's Attorney General is making some major changes within the state's top law enforcement agency.
Attorney General Matthew Plackin says he's moving the state police's HR department from under its control and into his department, while also ordering reforms to its hiring process. The state police has long been called an old boys network, which discriminates against women and minorities. The move comes after two reports cited widespread complaints of discrimination. Plackin says the state police also has to come up with a better way for employees to report complaints of misconduct within the organization. Lisa G.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 602. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
We are going to see some wet weather in New Jersey today. It'll be scattered light rain from late this morning into this afternoon, especially to the north and west, so away from the coast again. It'll be cloudy and fairly cool today, high 65 to 70 degrees. The chance of showers will linger into tonight as temperatures slowly rise overnight, mid-60s, and tomorrow's going to be warm and humid, 75 to 80 with mostly cloudy skies. An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible at any time tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Trinity Rehab. Still having neck, back, shoulder, or leg pain? Let the physical therapists at Trinity Rehab help. With locations all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started. Check them out at trinity-rehab.com.
Parsippany is 60, South Plainfield 63, Manahawkin is 66. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.